Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back once more to another installment of Dark Realms. Now, as you guys know, we've mentioned Season 23 will be like no other. We're talking a complete overhaul, and we did mention last week that we were going to reduce the minisodes from 4 a month to 2 a month, because I genuinely believe, from your feedback, you're oversaturated with the amount of output we do. However, and this is where being a Patreon pays off, literally, our Patreon team, both publicly and privately, have let me know they would sooner Dark Realms go to twice a month instead of the minisodes. And as this is your show from Season 23, Dark Realms goes to twice a month, bi-weekly, and the minisodes remain weekly. Of course, that means that this will be our third to last minisode for this season, and as such, I'm going to save any sort of videoing, etc., for the revamp coming in 23. In addition, as a podcaster looking at the change of changing Dark Realms to twice a month, it does allow me to go from Dark Realm, i.e. a castle, to Dark Realm, i.e. what we started doing this season when we took a look at the Ouija board, other things around us that we don't really get a chance to discuss in the paranormal ether. Therefore, there's a great balance of doing one of those each month. So, if you have any suggestions for Dark Realms for Season 23, be that a place or be that a topic, do drop me a line, contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And don't forget, for anyone wanting to submit their experience for the show, for any of our shows, you can either click the link in the show notes or go direct to the website, thedarkparanormal.com, and click on Submit My Experience. I will also say, we are making a push in Season 23 with Instagram and with TikTok. Following the example of most successful podcasts out there and using those two main streams as our social media presence. We, of course, will still keep our Dark Paranormal Facebook group open, but my interaction with it will be limited. Matt, who is our hero admin over there, will also pull back a bit from his duties, but it will still be a place, if you're on Facebook, to go over and be part of that community on Facebook. But again, our handles for both Instagram and TikTok are simply @TheDarkParanormal. And in the time in between now and the launch of Season 23, if you notice on either of those pages things starting to disappear, don't fret. That's simply us in the background preparing for Season 23. And if you're on your mobile right now, those social media links are actually in the show notes. So you can just click if you have an account and click add or subscribe. And on the subject of mobiles, if you're on your mobile, wherever you're listening to this, click subscribe, because it genuinely helps us in the algorithms, etc. And if you want to leave a nice review, that would be very kind of you too. And of course, there are links to our Patreon pages where we're giving away a week's free trial, which I know I'd be using around this time with all the adverts for Christmas, holidays, etc. But we are here, of course, to discuss a dark realm. And today, we are staying stateside for one magnificent structure. A structure I was not aware existed until researching it recently. And it is beautiful. We are talking about the Octagon, a wonderful building in the heart of Washington, D.C. A mansion born of grandeur and shadow. Just blocks from the White House stands this octagon house, a 200-year-old brick mansion built between 1799 and 1801 by Colonel John Taylor III and designed by Dr. William Thornton, who was also the architect of the U.S. Capitol. Though six-sided rather than truly octagonal, the house became one of the most important residences of the early Republic. After the British burnt down the White House in 1814, President James Madison took refuge there, later signing the Great Treaty of Ghent within its walls, formally ending the War of 1812. Yet, beneath this national prestige lay private tragedy. The Taylor family reportedly lost two daughters in violent falls on the home's spiral staircase. In the decades that followed, the octagon declined, used as schools, offices, apartments, and according to rumor, even a prison or asylum overflow site, though such claims remain unverified. By the late 19th century, the house had earned a reputation as deeply haunted. Ghost stories emerged early. Phantom bells rang even after their wires were cut. Screams, footsteps, moving lights were all reported. And in 1888, 12 men who attempted to debunk these hauntings reportedly fled in terror. One later writing, "After those screams, our band was closely knit together. We listened to the clanking of sabers and tramping of footfall." Today, while preserved as a museum, staff still report strange occurrences. Even Dolly Madison is said to return, announced by the overwhelming scent of lilacs, her favorite flower. One 1939 visitor described the smell as so strong, so suffocating, that I could hardly breathe. But the gentler spirits aside, there are three darker legends that dominate the Octagon's lore. And we begin our look at those darker legends with the tragic daughters of the Winding Stair. At the heart of the house rises a graceful spiral staircase, beautiful and allegedly cursed. It claimed the lives of two of Colonel Taylor's daughters in separate incidents. The first daughter fell after a heated argument with her father over a forbidden romance, possibly with a British officer. During that same confrontation, she turned to flee, screamed, tumbled down the stairs, and broke her neck. Witnesses later claimed she still clutched a lit candle when her body was found, its flame inexplicably burning. The second daughter died similarly, years later, after returning home disgraced from an elopement her father opposed. Another argument, another fall, another broken neck. All at the very same staircase. And ever since then, visitors have reported screams, the sounds of bodies falling, sudden cold drafts, and the sensation of being pushed whilst on the steps. Some claim to see a woman in white at the landing. Others glimpse a drifting candlelight. Guards warn visitors to be cautious, as many report an unseen presence close behind them. During the infamous 1880s overnight vigil, witnesses reported hearing a woman's scream followed by the sound of sabers and marching boots. Following on from the earlier account, someone claims, "We listened to those sounds all through the waning hours of night." Some also claim to see Colonel Taylor himself, a silent figure, standing at the foot of the stairs, gazing upward in grief, or, as some believe, heartbreaking guilt before fading away. Next, we will take our attention to the cursed card player in the attic. As the Octagon fell into disrepair in the late 19th century, it reportedly housed boarders, including a notorious gambler. Legend holds that he ran illegal card games in an upper room, cheating who he'd call the foolish and less intelligent players. Until one night, when one of these foolish and less intelligent players caught on to his trickery and, enraged, pulled out a gun and shot him in the chest. Dying, the gambler allegedly pulled the servant bell cord in desperation. The bells rang, but no one came, and he died clutching that very rope. Later, tenants claimed the gambler's ghost appeared nightly at midnight, a man in period clothing with a bloody chest wound, reenacting his death and reaching for an invisible bell. One renter of the property fled weeks after, stating he was visited nightly by the spirit of a man killed over a card game. Others reported encounters, including a doctor in the 1960s who passed a man in a 19th century military coat on the stairs. No such person was present. Phantom bell ringing continues to be reported despite the system long being disconnected. Some believe it's this very gambler calling for help that never came.
Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
And as ever, we save our darkest legend to last, and that is the ghost in the wall, the horrific fate of a slave girl. This darkest legend concerns an enslaved girl murdered within the house. While records confirm enslaved people lived at the Octagon, details of their lives were largely erased. creating fertile ground for haunting lore. One version of the story claims a visiting British officer murdered the girl after she resisted his assault, hiding her body within a wall or crawl space. Driven mad by guilt, he allegedly also threw himself down that very same cursed staircase that saw the demise of the Talo sisters. Another version places the blame on a Talo son, who killed her in a jealous rage, concealing the body to avoid scandal. In both tellings, the girl's remains were hidden and her death unacknowledged. Over time, stories described her as being bricked up alive or locked in the attic, her cries returning each night at 12:01 a.m. A 1937 account summarized the lore bluntly. A murdered slave girl and the ghosts of slaves wandering and screaming through the house. However, despite the octagon undergoing several restorations, no remains have ever been found, and historians note this lack of evidence. Yet, staff and visitors alike still report unexplained screams, shadowy figures near walls, doors opening, scratch marks, and sobbing heard in the gardens. One witness even claimed to see a female form crying before vanishing into the brickwork itself. Whether literal or symbolic, the legend reflects the unspoken violence of slavery and the idea that some suffering refuses to remain buried. As time moves on, less and less do I receive stories from people saying, "This is a house not as old as the houses you have in England." Yet here we're describing a magnificently built house of grandeur that spans two centuries. Yes, one that's seen more than its fair share of absolute disgust, horror, and terror. But unlike places such as the Dakota Building in New York, a rabbit hole I'd love to dive down with you one day, that can't be blamed on the architect. By day, the Octagon House stands as a triumph of early American architecture. And by night, it becomes something else entirely. A place where history and legend blur. None of it for the good. The unmentioned laughter of Dolly Madison's ghostly parties may mingle with the screams of falling daughters, and bells may ring when no hands pull it. Cries may echo from within the walls themselves, despite evidence of anyone being there. Now, whether these stories are supernatural truth or the emotional residue of human tragedy, the Octagon has never been empty. And if you visit after dark, listen carefully. Smell. You may smell lilacs, feel a chill on the stairs, or hear a distant bell, or basically experience something that has no rational cause. And if you leave with the uneasy feeling of being watched, you wouldn't be the first. If these walls could talk, people say, but at this particular dark realm, they not only talk, they listen and they watch. Thank you all for joining me on today's Dark Realms. And don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, email us contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And to submit your experience, click the link in the show notes or go over to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience. But until next time, stay safe and take care.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.